This important Rohatsu Sesshin, there is only this one day. I asked you to jump into Sesshin in the spirit, but is there still something which is not cut? Is there something that you're holding on to? Die while alive, and you will know ease. Perhaps you aren't seeking ease. Ease is the word, the comfort that that person used upon his enlightenment experience. He could have described it as pure peace, profound tranquility. This ease is not the ease of taking it easy, of living the easy life. Unfortunately, that's just what many people seek. If I can just lead a relatively easy life, that's all I ask. When I die, that's the most I can ask. There are so many, many people who think only of themselves. They have no need for any kind of spiritual teaching, just content to live self-centered lives and die. That's the most that can be expected. Many people say, well, everybody ultimately thinks only of themselves. That's the way it is. That's being human. Of course, there are many others who are a bit more progressed. While leading selfish lives, they are at least aware of not wanting to hurt others. But the biggest misunderstanding here is that people think that this is it. This lifetime of 70 or 80 years from birth to death, this is it. With death, that's the end. There is no end. The end is merely a figment of the imagination. Life is timeless, eternal. Life is continuity, an eternal continuum. All being arises in accordance with causes and conditions. The world of forms that we see is a great exhibition of causes and conditions. Who is the master? You can't pass the buck. The responsibility is yours, solely yours. No one can take your place. We somehow vaguely tend to assume that because we are one among a number of seemingly separate individuals, that the responsibility does not lie with ourselves. This perception is a function of discriminating, abstracting mind. The fact is that the world is solely the world of the one, one alone. It is said that when the baby, who was to become Buddha, the awakened one, was born, he stepped in all directions, symbolizing continuity without limits, pointing his left hand to the earth, the right to the heavens. And he said, above and below the heavens, I alone am the honored one. His words were not words of pride. His words speak of your reality, your very own reality. Everyone is born with a cry, above and below the heavens, alone, the revered one. Each and every being takes form thanks to the nurturance, the support, the great functioning of all being, any and everyone. Not only humans, the grasses, the trees, the great earth, attain the Buddha way. Something you cannot begin to imagine is the joy which accompanies realization, however slight, of this truth. Each step that is taken, life walks life. There is nothing which is not my life. pick up a stone, a tiny stone, and it's so very dear, so intimate. This is original life, this little rock. Having received accepted life from the single stone, you return it to the earth with a tear of gratitude. So close, so one. Each and everything is my own dear life, myself. The eyes are filled, the ears are filled, the body, the nose, the tongue, the mind. Life, full, abundant, overflowing. Receiving so much, I vow to continue eternally polishing the jewel of life. Unpolished, the gem will not shine. This one breath, you are polishing the gem. This one doing, you polish the gem of life. Each and every one is the hero. Above and below the heavens, I alone am the honored one. Everything, everyone is singing out, I alone am the revered one. How is it then that there's no conflict? If each and every one, everything is speaking this way. Because there is no other, there is nothing in opposition. Yes, it is a mysterious life. The all in the one in the all. So each being is the master of all life, life which is perfect, nothing in excess, nothing left out. This life cannot be lost, cannot be taken away, it cannot be harmed. Among the many travelers who were killed visiting the Egyptian burial site, there was a young couple on their honeymoon. A last photograph showed the young bride smiling and happy just before her death. You may want to protest, to say that these people were brutally murdered, and you are sitting here saying that life cannot be harmed. Yes, exactly. Everything is good. All is well. Essential life cannot be taken away, cannot be hurt. There is no gain, there is no loss. Please, for once, open your eyes to this life. Please, for once, see it for yourself. All is well. Causes and conditions brought that young couple all the way to Egypt, and all is well. Call out, there is an answer, the mountain echo. There is a strike, there is sound. A strike, a sound. It is so very straightforward, we fail to see it. So straightforward. Karmic ties, protecting ties, encouraging one another without a doubt. Step by step, each step is life. Life which cannot be scarred. And so when we say, even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas, there is no exaggeration. The depth of this one breath that we take, the weight of this one breath, the magnitude, the wonder of this one breath, this one breath for which we can never be too grateful. You're taking it easy, flitting from here to there, soft and fluffy, but always, you are breathing this one breath, this. You're now calm, you're settled, you're quietly sitting. Suppose you have now had your nose clamped shut and your mouth covered. Would you suddenly find yourself in a frenzy, upset? What you have always recklessly used or taken for granted, now suddenly you will be upset over, and that's fine. This life is sacred. You must, please, somehow come to realize that life really is a treasure. You have this human birth in order to realize this one breath, this one breath. Please breathe this one breath for real. Following the breath, following truth, the one breath of truth. This life permeates all the 10 directions, the 3 worlds, all space, all time. Life is sacred, to be revered. How do you honor life? Many people spend too much of their lives seeking worldly pleasures. Such a pitiful waste. Time flies faster than an arrow. Life is more transient than the dew. No matter how skillful you may be, it is impossible to bring back even a single day of the past. To have lived to be 100 years old, to no purpose, is to eat of the bitter fruit of time and to become a pitiable bag of bones. Even though you have allowed yourself to be a slave to your senses for 100 years, if you give yourself over to practice for even one day, you will gain 100 years of life in this world as well as in the next. Each day's life should be esteemed, honored. The body should be respected. It is through our body and mind that we are able to practice the way. It is through our own practice that the practice of the various Buddhas appears. Their great way reaches us. Therefore, each day of our practice is the same as the Buddha's, the seed of attaining the Buddha way. If you are careless, you will not be able to awaken to the truth that this one breath is eternal. This one breath is limitless. That is to live 100 years to no purpose. Most people fail to see how each day of life is truly to be honored. Most people feel that being human is just to do the best you can just to get by and not to expect so much. Many spend their life seeking only to gratify the 5 desires, thinking that's the end with death. Greed, anger, ignorance, pride. Many, many people complain for their entire lives and die that way, complaining. Greed, anger, ignorance, pride in all its various forms. The little birds are laughing at you. But happily, fortunately, you are one of the myriad sacred forms of life. Essential life is the Buddha way. What is the Buddha way? Original Buddha nature. Original Buddha nature. What is it? How does it appear? Don't look off. You do not need to bother to explain it in your head. Everything explained in the head is contrived, artificial, abstract. Please seek the answer in the Master. Ask the Master. The Master that is the Master of the abstracting mind. Original life asks original life. So we say, just doing. Experience. Experience. when life experiences, when life practices life, when life does life, then there is for the first time awareness that life is eternal. Life is indestructible. Life is goodness, limitless. Watch your posture. Maintain a correct posture. I go nowhere. I'm right here. You are heaven and earth sitting this day. Look. This one day of Zazen, this one round, this one breath, doing this one breath. If in 100 years of life one does even one day of sitting in correct posture, mind and body thrown wholly into this one doing, there is salvation. If you give yourself over to practice for even one day, you will gain 100 years of life in this world, as well as in the next. It is through our own practice that Buddha appears and the Great Way is realized. You are saved from the beginning, of course, yet you aren't aware of it. You're always looking off. But when we are really able to appreciate the entirety of this one doing, we realize our inherent salvation. So come to life with this one doing. This one step is eternal. Eternity is not somewhere else. Our each doing is polishing. Polishing the seed of Buddhahood. The process of polishing continues and continues and continues. I hope that doesn't sound like a pain or a burden to you, because it's not. This polishing, this one doing, is coming loose, melting, coming loose. Nothing frozen, nothing solid. Always alive. Always, all is well. Everything is just fine. Anyway, every way. This one breath is salvation. Salvation is nowhere else. This one breath receives all, supports all. Life shines brightly. Total burning dedication, total offering. Of course, you are sitting here already testimony to salvation, but you must realize it for yourself. Perfect light, perfect shining compassion. Tears of compassion fall, drop by drop of life. Whatever you wish for is truly yours, already from the beginning. What you truly seek is life. Life is yours. True shikantaza permeates the roots of life. This step is noble. This step is just fine. True shikantaza. Truly doing this one doing is revering, worshiping all of life. It's not holding yourself down, but rather life carrying forth life in dignity, boldly, dignity. Your one doing, your giving is the practice of kindness. Intimacy with all things. Gyokan said, I walk this path not knowing upon what I step. Please pardon me. Please let me step. Is it Gyokan who walks the path? You are the master of eternal life. You alone. There is no loneliness, only total interconnection. Chitante, chitante. Answering all of your blessings. This one doing. Everything is beyond conditions. Everything beyond conditions is just fine, just as it is, just perfect. Does it seem this way to you? That everything is just as it is, just fine, just perfect? Please, please, come to be able to say this for yourself, to shout this for yourself, that all is well, that everything is good. Please practice, continue your Rohatsu practice steadily, steadily, more, still more. This is it. This one day is your Rohatsu. This one breath. So don't hesitate. Please, don't hesitate. Give it your all. Give your all sincerely to this one doing. Now, here. Now, here includes everything. Now, here. Work deep in your belly. Carry through. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.